Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but it's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
Hello, hello. Hello. Miss V, are you there? Hello.
I guess if I took my phone off of mute, y'all would hear me. Again, you guys know what time it is. It's time for Real Talk with Miss V. I'm your host, Miss V, out of the D, and I got my co-host, Greg, got an OKC. See, that's what happens when you mute your phone for so long. You forget that it's on mute. What's up, Greg?
Oh, man, it's been a good weekend. Oh.
I know. We got a lot to talk about, though. You know, we might as well just get started because I want to start with something that I have a problem with, and I have been so tempted to go on Facebook Live and Instagram Live because I am, like, in a straight-up mood. And the problem I have is with the coronavirus. I don't have a problem with the virus. That's something, you know, the virus has, you can't help infections when they happen. You know, we've had the swine flu, different things. This is not the first time we've had a contagious disease or infection in this country. The problem I have is that I was talking to my girlfriend on the phone, and I was out just doing some basic shopping. I'm not going to disclose what's going on with me as usual, but I've been stocking up on stuff for a while. Part of it is that I have, like, this big phobia. I'm not a hoarder, but I grew up in a household where toilet paper was not there all the time. And, this, you know, the amenities were not always there when they should have been. So when I became an adult, I made sure that my children would never have to grow up with out the necessities or when people came to my home. I mean, it used to be really embarrassing. People would come to my home and we wouldn't have toilet paper in our bathroom.
Right.
You know, and
we
wouldn't have washing detergent and stuff like that. And I don't know what was up with my parents. You know, we've had these conversations since I've been an adult. We've had these conversations numerous times and I don't remember that. I'm like, really? You don't remember yelling out the bathroom? We ain't got no more toilet paper. Somebody run to the store and get some toilet paper. You know, my parents have, like, selective memory because they don't remember it. And we had enough money for all this. We just never had it in the house. So when you come to my home, I'm in my home by myself now. My children come shopping in my house, okay? They're like, hey, we know mom got this. We know mom got that. Even my friends talk about it because I literally be out and we'll be doing something. I'll be like, dog, that's on sale. And they be like, girl, if you don't stop, I mean, when it comes down to face cloths, washcloths, all this stuff, I mean, everything. So mine is the thing where I always keep more than enough on hand because of the way I grew up. But let me tell you something. I was at the store, and I was going to pick something up for someone, and I happened to be on the phone with my girlfriend, and I said, you know, this is bothering me. I said, these people out here buying all this stuff up. And I was like, a lot of this food is going to go to waste. And when I say it's going to go to waste, homelessness has not gone away, people. So you're buying all this food. You're buying all this stuff that you probably won't even eat. You probably don't have a room for it or whatever. And in 2 weeks, two or 3 weeks, this food is going to go to waste. I literally, less than 10 minutes after I had that conversation with my girlfriend, was still on the phone with her, walked into a store. It was two women talking, and a woman said, you know what, I'm going to probably throw all this shit out anyway. I know I ain't going to use this. But thank God I got the money to pay for it. Really, bitch? I have a problem. If you know you don't need it, you know you're not going to use it, why do you fucking, and then to say, thank God you got the money to buy it, that's not how you should be looking at things. Having the money to buy it, if you got the money to buy it like that, then how about you go buy a bag of groceries and go find a homeless person and give it to them because they need it?
Yep.
Since you got money to blow like that. And this is bothering me. People are hoarding stuff. First of all, I'm going to say this wholeheartedly, and I'm going to say it because I'm going to be a facetious bitch, and I'm going to wear it and claim it. Are you telling me you motherfuckers with children in your home and in general ain't been cleaning your goddamn house and your ass and feeding yourself? I understand for low-income families. I'm not talking about the low-income families, so I want to make this very clear. I'm not talking about the families that need. I'm talking about these households where you've got people working, making decent amount of money. Okay, first of all, here in the state of Michigan, the governor made a comment that of the 3 weeks that these schools are going to be closed, one of the weeks is going to be a spring break anyway because so you should have already been preparing for that 1 week. Am I not mistaken? Now, true enough, mm-hmm. Disneyland, Disney World, the happiest place on earth, and closed down along with every damn thing else. But guess what? If you got teenagers' eyes, you ain't traveling during these breaks. I can tell you as a parent of two children, when they became teenagers, we weren't up and going no place. I can tell you that for their spring break, I was mad as hell when spring break came along because I was like, damn, these motherfuckers going to be at home for a week. I can't even stay home if I want to. But food-wise, I know what it's like to have teenagers. I don't understand the over things that are happening. The only thing I went to the store that I did not have in my home that I knew that I needed was Lysol spray. But should I buy 2 gallons of bleach on a regular basis per week? You motherfuckers ain't got no bleach in your house all the time. Everybody done bought the goddamn bleach. Y'all done bought the Lysol. Y'all done brought up all this shit. And you haven't thought about some of us still have to go to work. And I'm not talking about those of y'all who are able to work from home. Some of us still have to go to work. And some of those products, our jobs are not providing for us. So you can't leave at least the single things on there. Luckily, again, I'm kind of a germaphobe around my coworkers anyway, so I always normally have this on hand. But come on, people. Come on. This will pass, but use some common sense, okay? I just want people to use some common sense. And if you know that you're going to waste this shit and throw it out, how about you find a homeless shelter or a food kitchen or a pantry that could give it to somebody who need it? Because that motherfucking comment, that's one woman. But there are more than one person thinking like that. Let's keep it real.
Yep,
she was just stupid enough to verbalize it. She was just stupid enough to verbalize it in public.
I mean, I actually sent out 2 essay messages as far as, you know, if you get the blue shop towels, cut them in thirds. They are super absorbent because you can't buy toilet paper. If you think your money is contaminated, do not put it in the microwave and heat it up to kill the germs because your money will burn. It will catch on fire, and then you're shit out of luck, of stupidity. And disinfectant, take water and bleach. Mix it and It's the same thing as Lysol.
Oh, there's no more bleach in the stores. Not even at Dollar Tree.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, they bought all the bleach. I understand that this is highly unusual, but let me tell you people something. First of all, unless you live in a 20 or 30,000 square foot house, you don't have room for all that shit you bought. I was talking to the people, a gentleman at one of the grocery stores, and he said that a guy came in there, shopping carts loaded full, and said he had been in there 3 times in 1 day filling up stuff. And I tell him, you guys doing a good job. This is my 3rd time in here today. Like, seriously, people. I'm so, you know, I'm one of those people, I don't have a choice. I have to walk out, okay? I have to leave my home. So
yep.
I don't have the option of staying. And I can tell you that, you know, it was so bad that today I refused to leave my house. I just refused to. And for me, I got a lot of stuff done inside my house. I got my shelf put up that I've been trying to put up for a month. I got another camera put up that I was trying to get put up. I did my normal Sunday washing, so I spent the day washing, you know. But guess what? I wasn't losing my mind, like, oh, my God, what am I going to do? I got cleaning supplies. I'm going to tell you what I don't have, which I probably need to go get some more of. Because, I got to try for a little bougie-ass goddamn dog, and he needs a bath. So I probably should go buy some shampoo for him. But I'm sure that and people buying up all the dog food. Let me tell you something. First of all, maybe me and my dog are bougie. Maybe me and my daughter and her dog are bougie. But if you run out of dog food, let me tell you something. Go boil you some goddamn chicken, don't put no seasoning in it, and make some rice and give that to your dog. And guess what? It's healthier than the shit you're buying in the store anyway.
Amen.
So, I did go looking like for some more dog food because my baby has switched from dry over to wet because his age and he's lost more teeth, so he has to have wet dog
right.
food now.
Right.
You know, but I was like, okay, if they ain't got no dog food, I said, shit. You know, he'll be having corned beef on Tuesday because Tuesday is still St. Patrick's Day, you know, and he'll have
yep.
rice tomorrow if I don't have it. You know, he's not
yep.
going to starve,
yep.
you know, and I'm not going to lose my mind about it. You know, I know he can't have pork, but hell, he can have every damn thing else. He can have beef as long as it ain't no bone. He can have chicken as long as it's not on the bone.
Yep. Well, that's funny.
And, you know, don't let me go find.
Well, that's thing. People do not realize dogs can actually eat human food. It depends on how you prepare it. I mean, if a dog is having seizures, tomatoes is a good thing to stop that. And chicken, rice, it's healthy. Trust me. People need to do research. Wake up.
You know what? I'm just so, this would be the first time I could say that I'm so fucking frustrated with the things that are going on. And, you know, the schools are closed. Now, I do feel for those people, you know, where the schools have closed completely because the child care centers are going to probably close also. So I do feel right. for those people, but guess what? If they're telling you, this is what I don't comprehend, and I'm going to say this because I'm sure you've seen it on the news where you're at. Now, a lot of the states have come out and said do not gather more than more than 250 people can't gather together. You know, some places have closed down the bars. I think the city of New York closed down all the bars and clubs.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? Like, I think they said last night at Michigan State University, these stupid-ass college students who, like they said, they feel that they're 10 feet tall and they're invincible, that they, you know, can handle anything, were out partying and drinking like it wasn't shit.
Right.
They had to literally go close like bars down, and this is happening all over the country. I mean, naturally, my crazy-ass daughter, and I say this in the most respectful way about my child, Delta dropped the price of airline tickets. She's like, hey, we can go to New Orleans. I said, yeah, it's my problem with that. I was like, they closed down the French Quarters. We in trouble. And they said that because down in New Orleans, they were having, they haven't closed down the quarters yet, but they're saying that you can't gather more than 250 people. And I guess the Irish bars, you know, hey, they were making
yeah.
sure they had as many people in there as they could. But again,
yep.
as a person who watches what they do, like, first of all, you motherfuckers are buying up surgical masks from the grocery store. You know those wrong ones, correct? You do realize that they continue to tell everybody, they do tell everybody, wash with soap and water. So why are you buying up all the antibacterial soap? Because you do realize if you use too much antibacterial soap, that it will kill all the other germs on your body also and fuck up your immune system. We have to have bacteria
yep.
on us. So I was just like, seriously? Hand sanitizer. I'm just like, I bought hand sanitizer because I went shopping for something else, okay? So I had a little pocket hand sanitizer. It's just like, I'm like, and for anybody listening to this show, we are not making light of the pandemic that's going on. This is a worldwide crisis. So please understand what we're saying. But use some common sense. And I'm going to say this because my daughter brought it up to me and I realized what she said. And for anybody who listens to this show who is of a low-income level, y'all are the worst one. My daughter told me, she's like, if you really want to find some stuff, Mom, go out to the burbs. She's like, they'll have more on the shelves. It's sad when my daughter has to come from Detroit, and she could go shopping out here where I'm in, and she's like, damn, the grocery store is out here, but it's got stuff on the shelves. The inner city where you have the lowest economical, I'm wording this incorrectly, people with the least economic backgrounds or money available is where they're cleaning out everything at. And it's sad that, you know, when they're showing pictures of these stores that are the shelves and everything is empty, if you go into some of the more affluent suburbs where the household income is higher, you will notice that, yes, you will still see bare shelves for some things, but you will not see aisles and aisles and aisles of nothing. You know, anybody who knows me knows that I shop at Kroger. I talk about going to Kroger. I brag about Kroger. I think I live at Kroger. Kroger needs to give me some money because I'm always talking about Kroger, okay? So I went to Kroger for my normal shopping. They had pizzas on sale on Saturday for $3.14 because everybody knows that Saturday was Pi Day. So I actually, and I meant to put the picture out. I don't like store-bought pizza really, but it was in their deli section. I got the pizza. I jazzed it up with some more cheese and black olives and everything, what I wanted on it. So I took a picture. I haven't posted it. I went and got that. I I love Nathan Beef hot dogs, and them bad boys are expensive. Anybody who's ever had Nathan's hot dogs, they are expensive. They were on sale. So I did my normal shopping. My normal shopping says Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, they normally have like a three-day sale at Kroger. Guess what? I lost my three-day sale shit.
Now, I agree with you. Nathan's hot dogs are actually good. I mean, when I get a chance, I will buy them. But other than that, being on a diet, I don't buy any processed food. So I stay away from hot dogs, even though I love a chili cheese coney.
They are in the freezer. But they are in the freezer because I knew I wasn't going to eat them, but it was a limit of five. And I think they were like $1.49 a pack, which is a really good price. So I've had them because, first of all, anybody who knows, the beef hot dogs are the best ones for you because if they say they're beef, they really are beef. They're not the inners and outers of the pig like the other hot dogs are. So
or
you
chicken.
Try to. I'm sorry, what'd you say?
No, you get the cheaper hot dogs, it's going to be chicken, pork, everything, and no beef.
And Nathan's hot dogs are only beef hot dogs.
Yes.
So it's important that you understand that Nathan's hot dogs are beef. So, like I said, I got five packs of them. They're in my deep freezer. Just like I bought whole chicken. I guess, first of all, I'm glad the chickens weren't on sale this weekend because then people would have lost their minds because remember I bought the whole chickens and they were like 69 cents a pound. So I bought five chickens.
Oh, wow.
My daughter took one. My son will probably come get another one. But see, anybody who knows how to cook knows that you could do a whole lot with a whole chicken.
Oh, yeah.
You can eat, if you're a single person, you can eat for a few days on a whole chicken. Just so you'll know, you can really eat for a week on it because, see, you could take that chicken and have fried chicken one day, then chicken and rice the next day, then you can have some gravy with it, then you could turn around and make it into some soup. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A whole chicken could last you a week if you know how to cook. So, like, I'm good. I'm just frustrated. I am frustrated with the people that, first of all, let's keep it real. You know the fact that you're buying all these canned goods, you should have been buying the frozen vegetables. Let's keep it real. I'm not a big canned vegetable person. I'm going to be honest, I'm not a big canned vegetable person. You come to my house, the only canned vegetable you're going to see is some baked beans, okay? I'm serious. You might see some canned corn. Might. But you ain't going to see no string beans, green beans, and all that. Nah. Not going to happen.
I agree with you there. Thing is,
people, you will find some French fries because I'm lazy. I'm gonna say this: I am lazy. You will see French fries. You will see the frozen French fries because I am too lazy to buy a bag and cut French fries. I'm gonna be very honest about that. I hate cutting French fries. That was the one thing that I did have to do when I was growing up. And I'm sorry, I will pay the extra money for my damn bag of frozen French fries, all right?
Yep.
Just keeping it real.
There. I mean, that's so true. I mean, period. French fries, I'll go to McDonald's or whoever and buy just French fries.
But I'm just saying, there are some things I'm just not going to. But they did say, now, I hope people were listening. So why are they doing all this panicking? And this was one of the doctors, I was watching NBC, and this is one of the doctors on the national level was saying, this probably is a better time for people to eat out. They did not say go have fast food. They said to eat out because those places are going to be practicing high, high sanitary standards. I said, listen, Boston
right.
Market is not fast food. I said, so you can have you some Boston Market, and Boston Market is like offering delivery. So I don't know what anybody else is doing, but Boston Market is actually offering delivery.
Yep.
And in some cases, they're offering it for free.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, here in Oklahoma, we just got the news that we got another test positive, COVID-19. So they are asking people to, and it's Oklahoma City, they got this and had news conference tonight, that it is, if you want to go to a restaurant, order for takeout or delivery. So it's like,
I don't want nobody delivering my shit. I'm just keeping it real.
I mean, if they deliver, then okay, fine. But it's only pizza I can get delivered where
but
I'm at.
But that's because you live in the boonies.
Exactly.
You live in the boonies.
That
I
do.
On the other hand, I'm not having nothing delivered. I mean, I'm just keeping it real. I'm not having anything delivered. Tomorrow is Meatless Monday for me, so I've been trying to figure out what I'm going to have, because normally I wouldn't worry about Meatless Monday so much because I would just have that on Tuesday. But Tuesday I'm having corned beef. Now, for whatever reason,
oh, yeah.
I can tell you, all the grocery stores, now, they done cleaned out all
yeah.
the damn meat except the corned beef. Thank God. I want to thank y'all for leaving the corned beef there. Because, see, I grabbed my corned beef. I grabbed me a loaf of rye bread. I got me some Thousand Island dressing and some Swiss cheese. Now, for those of y'all who don't know what those are the makings of, and I got me some sauerkraut. So for those of y'all who don't understand what that is the making of, I'm going to tell you. Those are the ingredients for a Reuben sandwich. I'm going to have corned beef for a few days, but I'm going to make my corned beef on Tuesday. I'm going to have me probably a Reuben sandwich, because I love
yep.
Reuben. I love Reuben sandwiches. And corned beef makes the best damn Reuben sandwiches. I already got my rye bread. Oh, and I bought me some mustard, because, see, I know on Wednesday I'm going to have corned beef again. But guess what? I'm just going to have a regular corned beef sandwich on Wednesday. And guess what?
Yep.
I got French fries, because I don't do corned beef and cabbage. I'm going to keep it very real. I'm not a big cabbage person. So you will
yep.
not hear me saying, oh, I'm going to have corned beef and cabbage. Not going to happen. I'm going to have corned beef. And guess what? I made macaroni and cheese a couple of weeks ago, and I have it in my deep freezer. I might go down to my deep freezer and pull up that macaroni and cheese and pop it in the oven, and I might have corned beef and macaroni and cheese.
Oh, yeah.
But that's so
that's
you people
it.
Will
I
understand.
Mean,
I'm not sitting here saying, oh, I'm losing my mind. Hell, but I can tell you one thing that's going to happen. Well, before I tell you what's going to happen, and for you people who are taking selfies talking about you done caught the coronavirus or the case of corona, you dumb ass, because it's not funny. It's not funny. But I was at the grocery store, and a guy had his girlfriend. He picks up a case of corona, and he's like, look, I caught the coronavirus. Really, bitch? It's cute until you're the one who got it.
I mean, hey, no offense. I had two coronas last night. So it's like, yeah, okay.
But the whole thing, the corona, Corona is having an issue with it being called the coronavirus. But
right.
the reason why it's called the coronavirus, for anybody who doesn't understand, is because it has a crown. When they show it, it looks like it has a crown on it. That's why they call it the coronavirus. It's not anything to do with Mexico. It has to do because
Correct.
Of the way the bacteria looks under the microscope.
Correct. Correct. Now, the original coronavirus back 20 years ago, this one has actually mutated where it is double the best way to say it is it has doubled the
resistance
and tentacles. I mean, the arms that come out now are double what they were
what it
20,
was
30
before.
Years ago. Yes.
And understand that, yes, you can catch it. If you catch it, you cannot catch it the same one again, but they are different. If you listen to the people talking, they tell you there are different strands of this out there, just like the flu. The beauty of
yes.
this is that if you have had a flu shot, it will not prevent you from catching it, but you've built up a resistance already. I got the flu shot. I get a flu
right.
shot every year because I have bronchitis. But we also know for a person who gets a flu shot every year, I had posted shit online when I was like, really, bitch? Well, I've caught the flu twice in 1 year with the damn flu shot. You know, and
right.
I joke about it. Because even with the flu shot, there's so many different strands of the flu out there. I caught it more than once. You know, so I'm very, very conscious of, you know, the different things that are out there.
Right.
But people just realize that this thing does not discriminate. The difference is that if you're younger, you would probably get symptoms like the flu, like they said. But that's why they're telling people, if you're quarantined, keep your fucking ass in the house.
Yep.
If they say stay in, stay in. And that's the problem, that people are not adhering. And I personally wish that the United States would do like Italy and like China. Because the reason why China is able to say, hey, we've recovered now, is because they shut shit down.
It's if it keeps going because of stupid people, then it will be a total lockdown. Common sense
the
should
way
be,
it looks-
oh, stay away. But
well, the way it
most,
looks now, it looks like they're going to end up closing the casinos here. The governor is debating if she's going to close the casinos. She has said
yeah.
that if it does not get under control, that she will close the casinos and she will start closing bars. Now, I personally think that I know it's going to take a hit on people who have paychecks and stuff coming in, but let's keep it real. If you're running a casino, you got money to pay your employees. Let's just keep it real. And
right.
2 weeks of the casino being shut down, continue to pay these people.
Yep.
Continue to pay these people. But the one thing I want to talk about, nobody is talking about that threat that the president made. And you know why they're not talking about it? Because nobody wants to listen. This is where, even though
yep.
I'm, and we all know how I feel about the current administration, regardless of how I feel, I still listen. And he made a statement saying that he could possibly freeze people's bank accounts. So I told my daughter, I said, for this generation of people that live strictly off their debit card, I told my daughter, I said, did you hear that? And she's like, no. I was like, see, nobody's losing their mind about that. The news should be talking about that, because if he does that, we're going to go back to being a cash society, because if your account is frozen, guess what? You can't use your debit card. So I always keep cash on hand. I keep emergency cash on hand.
Yes, I agree about the cash. Thing is, if I blow my nose in my hand, then touch that paper, well, there is a way that will transmit and spread. Now, thing is, people do not need to put that money in a microwave oven and kill the germs, because, trust me, it's going to go up in flames.
I just have my money in my wallet, and what I do is I practice good sanitary things. I mean, I'm not walking around with gloves on. You know, let's keep it real. I'm not walking around with gloves on. I'm not walking around with a mask on. And when I say this, I'm not doing it not because I'm not concerned. I'm not doing it because I'm not going to go overboard. For one, our bodies are made and built to cure themselves. That's why they're saying the people at risk are the elderly. People at high risk with out there conditions already. High blood pressure, diabetes. You know, if you're high risk already, you're the ones who need to be cautious. But most people do not need to be concerned. And I'm not going to sit here and walk around with a mask and gloves on. I've been watching people. And I'm like, seriously, now I did see an elderly couple who they were practicing the right thing. They apparently had to be at the store. Now they did have their gloves on and they did have a mask on. Okay, I understand that. You know, they were doing the best they could because they had to be at the store. But when you're sitting here my age, your age, younger than me, with no problems, and you're like, I can catch it. Well, guess what? If you get in your car and you take all this stuff off and you haven't disinfected your car, you still fucked up.
Yeah, I agree.
If you don't disinfect the door to your house, you're still fucked up. If you're not disinfecting every single thing that you touch, you're fucking up. Therefore, you think you're being cautious by saying, okay, let me make sure we put our gloves before we go here. Did you think about the shit in your car? Did you clean your cell phone? Because your cell phone is probably the nastiest thing that you're using. I clean my cell phone on a regular basis. I clean my computer on a regular basis. I clean a lot of stuff on a regular basis. I'm not a germaphobe, and I'm making this clear. I am not a germaphobe. So the cleaning I do is my routine cleaning. You know, I am washing my hands better. I've always washed my hands. But washing my hands and washing them better, and that's what I emphasize, I'm washing them better. I'm actually doing when they say do the palms of my hands and in between my fingers and my fingertips and actually rubbing all those things. Because, you know, we all know we go to the washroom, we get soap, we put on our hands, we get our hands wet, we rub, we do the front, back, you know, rub them together, boom, 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 we're done. I'm now making sure that I'm knowing they say they're rubbing my hands together on the palms. I'm rubbing the tips together. I'm getting in between my fingers. I'm making sure that I'm doing that full 20 seconds that they're saying. That's what I'm doing. Because guess what? Soap and water kills it, people. But I'm going to bring Randy on because I'm tired of people. I'm tired. Hey, Randy.
Hey, beautiful. How you doing?
I'm all right. How you doing?
I'm okay. I'm all right. Just doing my best. Just hanging in there.
But I can tell you something that's going on this weekend that, first of all, as a person who watches sports, I can tell you, remember I said I was starting into the XFL? You know that there's no sporting events going on whatsoever. None. There was one boxing match that went on, and it was in Brazil. Hmm. And that boxing match only had the trainers and stuff there. We still did not understand. Me and my girl, I was like, "Are they really?" And she was like, "Yeah." And they was like, "That was the only live sporting that went on this weekend. Everything is done. Golf, everything. I'm telling you, everything on TV, they're putting fillers in. I did not know that the Detroit Lions coached the dog on their team for the Senior Bowl. Thank God that happened before all this happened. So I saw that the other day. They replayed some XFL. They did a replay of the XFL games. Because remember that there's broadcasting rights associated with all this stuff, so you just can't sit here and just throw something up there without permission to rebroadcast it. So they're scrambling to entertain all of us who are sitting at home who depend on our fucking sports in the damn. Think about it. There's no preseason baseball. There's no basketball, even though I'm not watching it. There's no hockey. There's no golf. There's no bowling. There's no NASCAR. There's no... You know what? It's going to be a whole lot of motherfucking babies made. I'm telling you, 9 months from now, you're going to have a whole bunch of fucking corona babies.
Yep. Now, golf was played today on channel NBC.
Yeah, at least they that's live. Round.
Yeah, well,
that was
I don't
a replay.
Know about that, but.
That was a replay?
That was a replay. If you look. It was a replay because what they've been doing is they're playing different – they're showing different tournaments from previous years to preoccupy people.
No, that's basketball. Basketball
no.
on CBS.
Golf did it also because the Golf Channel couldn't show them.
No
they was doing a golf life the other day.
Okay.
None
okay.
of them
okay.
are doing anything. They're showing different years. Like if you look, you might think you're watching and you'd be like, oh, damn. And you're just like, oh, shit, that's a different year. You know – So what they're doing is that they're showing what they're allowed to show because nobody's prepared for this.
I mean, like basketball. I mean, I was watching NBA TV. They've been showing the championship game, you know, like the finals, showing repeat.
Oh, yeah. Well,
but you have to see what year they're showing it from. But that's the whole thing. And the whole thing is that they... You know, NASCAR, I'm like, oh, damn. I was like, Greg is fucked up because did you get your hotel room? I hope they gave you back a refund.
Well, yeah, I can get a refund right now, but I've already paid for it. And it's like, fuck. And that's the third week. They're shut down right now for 2 weeks. Now, I am going down there on the third week, which is the 28th, 29th of March.
Uh-huh.
So, it's still,
that's
right
up in
now,
the air.
It's still up in the air. Yeah.
I mean, this is crazy. I mean, it's the first, for the first time, at least in my lifetime ever, that all sports are canceled, like, basketball,
yes.
College basketball,
yes.
No NCAA, no March Madness. I mean that's messed up right there. I was looking forward to March Madness every year.
We're in March Madness right now. Right now.
Not basketball. Not basketball.
Not in anything. I mean, right now, I agree with you, Randy. That in the first time in my life that there is no sports. Period.
Which sort of like sucks.
And they said this is the first time that they've done this. You know, because this is how bad this is. But that's because, first of all, we all knew when they said that the Utah Jazz player had coronavirus that was going to shut down the NBA. If anybody did not think that was going to do it, they were crazy.
Yep.
So I knew that they were going to shut down the NBA.
That happened all here in OKC.
Yeah, but they had played. Yeah, y'all game is one that got canceled immediately because he tested positive. But they had played us earlier in the week, and now one of the Pistons players has it.
Yep. Not to mention, we are shut down now because three more people have tested in Oklahoma City and Cleveland County for that disease. So now it's like, let's go to a restaurant. And we only have take home or carry out. We are not serving anymore.
Yeah, they just did. I just clicked onto our news website. We have 45 cases in the state of Michigan, and that was as of 13 minutes ago.
Wow.
And the schools are shut down until April 6th. The universities are shut down. They have postponed the spring commencement.
Mm-hmm.
They said Ohio and Illinois shut down bars, restaurants, and restaurants.
Yes. Now,
a member of the University of Michigan in Dearborn, somebody there got it, has tested positive. And this is the whole thing. I mean, there are people testing positive all over the place. No one is immune.
Yep.
We have had a school teacher in the city of Detroit who's tested positive. There are so many things that are going on, and this is not a joke, but it's not a reason for people to lose their minds. And when I say don't go losing your minds, people, I'm very serious. I mean, first of all, let's talk about the good thing that has come out of this. Russia pissed off Saudi Arabia. Now, I don't know if anybody paid attention, but Russia pissed off Saudi Arabia. So Saudi Arabia
yep.
said, fuck you, we're going to release all the oil we can. Which is fucking with the price of oil is why the price of gas is so cheap. Because Russia and Saudi Arabia apparently control the oil. And I don't know what the hell happened between them two, but because I didn't want, you know, those are two folks that say, I don't care about your argument. Whatever Russia did to piss off Saudi Arabia said, fuck you, we can afford to take the loss. We're going to release more oil. And that's
yep.
why the gas is so cheap. So out of
yep.
all this what has happened, you got these two countries arguing, so our gas is cheaper. That's what I'm enjoying. Gas is below $2 a gallon. And I have a $17 tank on my car.
I paid $1.75 today.
You know, so while they argue,
yeah.
it has benefited us.
Yep. But.
Now, my 401k took a fucking hit from the damn stock market. I looked, and everybody kept saying, no, look, I looked. I was like, why the fuck did I look? But I know people took a bigger hit than I took, and they moved all their money from, you know, to a different fund. I was like, I ain't going to touch mine. I was like, I'm going to let it sit there. I was like, I didn't take as big of a hit as a lot of people, but I took a hit.
Exactly. Exactly. People are panicking because it's like, are you that fucking stupid? Yeah.
Well, let's talk about something different in this show. Now, for Lent, I gave up alcohol, which to me was an easy thing to do, except that I told you, Greg, I sent you a picture of the little moonshine shots. So I never did drink it. I never did taste it.
Oh,
well, my daughter, she gave up fast food for Lent. So
she said,
Mom, you didn't try it? I was like, no, I didn't try it. So she tried the pecan one that I sent you. She's like, that damn thing is good as hell. I actually got the store on the corner for me to order the shot. And he said, you didn't try it? I was like, no, I gave up alcohol for Lent. He's like, you don't have cheat day Sunday? I was like, no, there are no cheat days during Lent, okay? You know, it's Lent. So I can't tell you when Lent is over, I will try my shots. And now that I know that I can get them at the corner store, I'm not going to be, like, sitting on it like, dog, I shouldn't have it because I know I can have it. And he specifically,
right.
I took the pecan back up there, and there's a way he was able to scan the barcode, and he's like, oh, Friday, you will have these here for you. So I love my corner store because when you talk directly to the owner of these stores, this is what I love about neighborhood stores. You can talk to the neighborhood store, and you'll tell them that you want something, they'll get it. Now, if I would have went to the grocery store and said I want this, they'd be like, fuck you, bitch. Let me go to CVS or Walgreens or one of these other stores that sell liquor that's a big box store. Good luck.
Right.
Ms. B, let me ask you something. Was your church closed today?
I did not go to church today, but my church was open. But my church also broadcast. My church broadcast on Facebook Live. So
is my church. My church was closed. We had to go on Zoom to do one of those tele-worship. What is it, something new?
Well, Zoom is normally for doctors and therapists and stuff. They normally do that to communicate. Zoom is a conference call thing. Teachers use it for people who are homeschooling, people who are like all over the world. They teleconference with Zoom. Zoom is not new. It's been out there for a while, but now it's being used for something different that it normally wasn't used for.
No,
but Zoom has been out here for
a while.
I've
been there for a while. Between Zoom and myself, I've been here a while. And believe me, that's new to me. That is so new. I never heard of so going to church online. That's something new. I mean, that's something new to me. I never experienced that before.
Well,
see,
church
has been on Facebook Live for almost 3 years now, and we have two services a day. You know, they have been doing Facebook Live because they did not want to broadcast on TV, and actually Facebook Live I like better. I've never done Zoom. But my church has been on Facebook Live for about 3 years now. And when they've done Facebook Live, you know, the parishioners or another church can actually interact. But see, we've been on Facebook Live, and we have, let me look at this app, because I could pay my tithes and offerings online also. What's the app? I may have taken it off my phone because I was like,
look at that. Why did I think of that, Chris?
Because I could pay my tithes and offerings on PayPal, but it's also Givelify, which is for nonprofit organizations. I could actually pay my tithes and offerings through Givelify. So when I'm thinking about it, I will like on Givelify and pay my tithes and offerings because I do stay at home from church a lot, and I will watch on Facebook Live.
That's something I've never done before. I mean, I just figured, as soon as I went home from work, I just figured, let me give it a shot, see what it is, see what it's like. Did it, and it's all like made my day. Miss church, or ought to go to church. Only difference is I can't go to my church until for the rest of this month. Church is closed in my area for the rest of the month.
Okay. Yep. Month. Yep.
Well, here they said places, they have encouraged the places of worship, like the Archdiocese of Detroit, they are only doing drive-up services. So some of the churches here have resorted to, like, doing a service in their parking lot with people in their cars for their broadcasting. They're telling parishioners at the Catholic churches they're not going to hold Mass, but, like, if they still want to come in to pray, the doors are always open, so they'll go in at different times, you know, to pray.
Mm-hmm.
But they are really, you know, there is no communion being had.
Right.
And like I said, my church, I don't know how many people were physically in church. Like I said, my church has been on Facebook Live for a while, so it's not unusual for my church. And it was set up like that a while ago. You know, it was one of the things my church wants to attract all types of people and generations. So for the young people that are away at college, one of them, I think, actually recommended it. And they were like, hey, you know, we're at school, but we still want to, you know, have some interaction. And the technology people at our church set it up. At first, it was just like a camera in the front row. You could tell that we've grown since we first started, because like it was a video camera like in the front row, and all you could see was that. And you'd be like, seriously, now you don't see any cameras at all because everything is done from the technology area.
Right.
But the pastor always makes sure he recognizes that. Hey, thank you for those of you who are watching us on Facebook Live. You know, the whole thing. I mean, the only thing you can't do on Facebook Live is get your communion, but if you, everything else, it feels like you're at the service. And for me, it helps me because my anxiety, so, and I like that I could go back and watch it later. Like, if I ain't watch it this morning, if I wasn't watching it live, I could go back online and I could watch it.
Uh-huh. Well, another thing, that's something to have. All the libraries in Baltimore City, where I'm from, they're all closed for the rest of the month too. Every single library in Baltimore City is closed. Now, that's a first.
Well, in the state of Michigan, the museums, the libraries, anything that's ran by public funds is closed until
uh-huh.
April 6th.
Yes. So it's
and
for
that
the rest
came
of the
down
month.
From the governor.
Yeah, at least for and schools. I mean, schools closed for my area for 2 weeks. For 2 weeks, starting tomorrow. the kids will be home. Oh.
Well, that's fine. I mean, Oklahoma City shut down libraries as of 6 p.m. tonight. Next week is spring break, so
mm-hmm.
they're all shut down. Now, ski resorts, same thing. They are shut down for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all the people going up next week, starting tomorrow, are like, I can't ski. No, you're pretty much going to stay at home. So it's yeah,
it's real pain in the neck.
Oh yeah.
I mean, so
I think
so,
the reaction should have been sooner. I mean, when they started seeing them cases in the state of Washington, they should have immediately did something nationwide.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I feel.
Yes.
Because it was not going to be contained to one state. And now it's in all of the states.
Yes.
So it's shown clearly that what they should have done and what they did, they didn't. China, one thing, when they identified where the outbreak originally started, they shut down that city. You know, I don't like their tactics of going in and dragging people out of their houses, but let's keep it real. They've got it contained, and those hospitals that they built temporarily are now all gone. But
yep.
We will be back next week. I'm going to end the show. Everybody have a great week. We will be back next week, and we will have another good conversation, and you never know what we're going to talk about. Have a great week, everyone.
Bye.
That's Medanya.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this. Come on, why not? People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but it's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.